Now, every year, tens of thousands of parents across Ireland search for childcare, but for many, it's getting harder and harder to find places and afford the fees. The Department of Children says the average rate for a creche place in Ireland is €800 a month per child, although €1,200 a month isn't uncommon in parts of Dublin. Childcare business owners say they too are facing rising costs, plus a staff shortage, making it difficult for them to keep their businesses viable. And some parents say the situation is placing a burden on their finances and well-being, and they want the government to do more to help. Here's our report from Una Kelly.
I start UCD in a few weeks' time and I'm trying to find childcare while I'm in college, but it's very expensive and I don't work. I'm a single mom and like I'm on social welfare, so it's a bit hard, I suppose.
29-year-old Vicky Musatongo should be preparing for her law studies, but is struggling to secure childcare. She says her local creche charges €1,200 per child per month. But aside from the cost, she says it's difficult to even find a place.
I have a 10-year-old son and I have a 3-year-old daughter and she's autistic. So she has additional needs. Sadly, some people just don't know how to meet those needs. It's very frustrating. And the fact that the support isn't really there and when you're trying to contact the childcare, they don't give you a chance and you keep getting no, getting doors shut in your face constantly. Or you're sending 60 messages on the website online to try and find a minder and you can't even get an answer with that.
The cost of the childcare is more than our monthly mortgage, which is a bit of a blow, a bit of a shock to the system.
Jessica Traynor is a writer and has just finished her second spell of maternity leave. Her monthly childcare bill for two children is €1,700, even after the government grants and schemes she's entitled to. She says she and her husband are in relatively privileged circumstances, but it's still difficult.
I am using all of my income to cover creche fees. There's nothing left over and there is going to be a shortfall this year, which thankfully we're lucky enough to be able to cover from savings. But until my older daughter starts school, we're just paying a gargantuan amount of money.
How does that make you feel?
It's really frustrating because it kind of feels like it presupposes this kind of model whereby one half of the couple is just going to stay at home. It would be cheaper, it would be better for our finances if I were to just quit my job, but I love my work. And I find it frustrating that, you know, now we're still talking about this notion of changing our constitution so that a woman's place is no longer in the home, in the constitution, but actually all of the structures in society are kind of designed to keep us there a lot of the time.
We glad we came today and we say hello to Elena.
My name is Nejet Labrèche. I'm the owner and the manager of Flower Childcare in Clonsky.
Nadia says creche costs can be high, but thinks the government's national childcare scheme should make it more affordable for parents. She says fees are high because running a childcare business in Ireland is expensive.
It's high costs, high insurance, staff, you know, it is very expensive. Many people think it's, you know, it's very like why, and but if you go into it into very details, you are paying rent, you are paying insurance, you are paying staff, you are lots of costs are hidden.
What is the situation with recruiting staff at the moment for childcare? What's that like?
Yes, it's actually a big and huge issue in all creches. Many people won't go back to work because they are receiving the government COVID unemployment payments. So I think things need to be done in this to encourage people to go back to work.
There. You got it?
Donal Coffey and his son are playing in their back garden in North Dublin. Donal has one child in school and one in Montessori. They moved back to Dublin last year from Frankfurt and discovered a big difference between Ireland and Germany.
You had a right to childcare. So there was a statutory right that every child had to a kindergarten place, and it was much, much cheaper. So last year, we were paying €230 per month for the two of them together, and that's all in, like everything was included, nappies, food, everything like this. And in Ireland, I mean, we were fortunate to get the childcare that we did, but you're looking at, you know, €1,500 minimum. You realise what's possible. And when you realise what's possible, you kind of think, well, why don't we do that here? Why do Irish people have to pay so much more than Germans do for childcare?
The Department for Children has committed to increasing funding for childcare. For parents like Vicky, change can't come quick enough.
You're kind of screwed if you do and you're screwed if you don't, because I want to get off the social welfare, the system. But when I want to go back to school to upskill and do better for myself, it's so hard to find childcare for my kids. More needs to be done.
The plight of parents trying to find and afford childcare in Ireland in 2021, and that report from Una Kelly. Our next guest is Dr. Laura Bambrick, who's head of social policy at the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. And maybe I'll start with that question we was posed by Donal Coffey in Una's report, Laura Bambrick, that in Germany they were paying €230 a month. They come back to Ireland, it's €1,500 minimum. Why do Irish people have to pay more for childcare?
Well, there's two things, Áine, that's driving this. Is first of all, and it was mentioned by one of the fathers in your report, that Ireland is really unusual in that we don't have a statutory right. We don't have a legal guarantee to a childcare place. Other EU member states consider childcare an essential public service and they guarantee a place in a state-run creche. We rely on private, for-profit businesses to deliver our centre-based childcare. So prices then are driven by the market, what people will pay for it. And then, unusually again, there is no regulation around childcare costs here, or there's no cap on the amount of money parents will pay for childcare. So those two big drivers, you've no right to a childcare place. And even though you'd have that right, that's no guarantee it'd be affordable. But unusually, because we don't have caps and regulations around fees, because the delivery we provide our creches through private businesses.
And then the catch-22, that wages need to go up, according to people running childcare businesses, to attract more in. And we know there's a huge shortage of people available to work in childcare, but parents can't afford to pay more. So how is that circle going to be squared?
Yeah, so this is the thing. Parents are paying the highest out-of-pocket costs in the EU27 for fees. And at the same time, childcare qualified professional staff are some of the lowest paid workers in our economy, and they're significantly underpaid compared to their peers. Now, the state has made significant investment in childcare over the last decade. It's a fraction of what EU member states are paying, and it's significantly below what UNICEF is advising that rich countries should invest in the early care and education of our youngest citizens. So why is it not working? Why are parents not seeing it fall down in prices? And why are workers not seeing it in better pay and condition? It all comes down to how we deliver childcare. We deliver it through private businesses. We have to see childcare as an essential public service, the same way as we do with education and with healthcare. And so the state is responsible for funding, but also for delivering the service.
But you know that, you know, the demand on the public purse in terms of spending, health, housing, I mean, billions and billions needed. So does the state have the capacity, particularly with some politicians talking about tax cuts, does the state have the capacity to provide childcare at that level?
Well, the state doesn't have the capacity not to provide childcare, because as a result of this underinvestment, high fees, high turnover of staff, which is resulting in low number of places, Ireland has one of the lowest levels of working mothers in the economy. A third of women with children are outside of the workforce. And so we can't afford to have those women, that stunted career opportunities for them, but those workers outside outside of the workforce, not inputting into the public purse. We see we have a crisis in pensions because we don't have enough worker. The crisis in childcare is a direct result of that. We need to facilitate more people being able to get into work and to continue on with their careers. We can't afford not to do anything.
Does ICTU expect that there'll be much move on this in the budget?
Well, our colleagues in SIPTU are currently campaigning for massive government investment in and around childcare, and especially around childcare fees. They're doing fantastic work, and there's real support, not only among political parties, but against the public itself. Ireland has the youngest population. The crisis in childcare is not a niche issue. It affects so many people directly. And as I said, if we don't have those workers in the workforce paying into the public purse, it affects us all, even those of us without children.
Dr. Laura Bambrick, Head of Social Policy at the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Morning Ireland.